But anyway, our time is limited tonight, but I'll answer a lot of your questions. Anybody that has questions can go to survivingthekillshot.com, which is the website we set up. You can find out about the map that we'll talk more about and this tour that I'll be on, this one-day crash course tour, and how to find your own personal sanctuaries so you don't have to hire me to do it. And I'll keep you updated. I'm just saying, George, that this is, there's no sense for me to do this past 2016. There isn't.
I've listened to you, Ed, and I've talked to you over the years. And I'm picking up a sense of urgency in your voice this time. I don't know if it's if there's something there that is truly scaring you, or if it's just information you need us to learn fast, but I'm picking something up. Am I right?
Yes, I'm sure that you must be psychic.
I've been called that before. Yeah. Or psychotic, I'm not sure.
No, I'm psychotic. It's everything. It isn't just the kill shot scenario. As I said, the core of the Earth is changing rapidly, and we're looking at that, at the linkage between the sun and the core of the Earth changing. Earth's magnetic field is weakening, which means that even minor X-class flares are going to do a lot of damage to people. I'm not talking about just increased cancer rates, which are true, but a lot of other damage. Easily, because the magnetosphere is our protection. The shields are going down or weakening. So that's happening rapidly. And we have only been looking up at the sun, and not in at the core of the Earth. A lot of the sounds, the booms, and other noises that people hear in the sky worldwide, they're looking up. But it's actually being produced tectonically by geological effects that have an artifact of sonically in the air. That's what people are hearing. That's how fast. That's representative of how fast, how rapidly the Earth's core is changing in terms of geological time, and it is changing. But the other thing that I'm worried about is martial law, and that's one of the things that disturbs me the most, George. It isn't just infrastructure collapse based upon geological events; it's martial law, and. That's not going to be put off too much longer. Wait and see. And in fact, as I've said, my gut feeling is there's not going to be another presidential election. And something's out there, and I don't want...
You don't think there will be a presidential election in November, this one?
Right. I think there's something wrong. I don't want to go into detail on the air, or I won't be on the air anymore with you, but I've said this. It's been my gut feeling for years that martial law will preclude elections and many other things.
Well,
that's why I'm kind of discouraged.
There are others out there who are trying to confuse the issue about the kill shot. They send out misinformation. It's all over the place. I mean, how do you fight that?
Well, one of the biggest things. I mean, I understand where there. Not the people that are in. The consciously corrupting information. But, you know, you only hear as much as you want to hear. And people hear me say kill shot, which is a singular event, and the consensus is, all Dames are saying that all life on Earth is over because of the kill shot. And that's what they want to hear. But that's not what I've ever said. A series, and we don't know how long the series lasts, of very powerful solar flares, like the one in 2012 that would have taken us down. That one would actually have taken most of the planet down. You can go back and look, and NASA didn't even want to mention it. It took NASA 2 years to tell us that, by the way, and they did not go public with the information, but you know who did? And you know who acted on it? The U.S. government. NORAD, everybody's moving into Cheyenne Mountain now, they say, because it's EMP protected.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are, too. But it's not because of a nuke EMP. It's because they know that the odds of another, what happened in 2012 that I said was a shot across the bow, the odds are very high that it's going to happen again soon, and they need to be protected. In fact, our own government has come out with a plan. You can read it on the Internet. For all the ways in which the continuity of government will be maintained.
More to come with you, Ed, when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Ed Dames with us. Ed, let's get back into some of these folks that are really trying to deceive others about the kill shot. Why are they trying to do that? What's their motivation here?
Oh, I think, you have a lot of, anytime someone becomes popular, they become a target for hate. Somebody needs somebody to hate. Hey, I'm right here. Available. People who are really coherent, their heart and mind, are coherent, they have a truth switch. Now, when I ran your personal sanctuary location, that's not necessary. I got down to actually a mile and a half. Go and scout out that place, familiarize yourself with it, and if the grid goes down where you happen to be at any given time, get you and your loved ones to that spot. Because there's all kinds of, as I said, permutations and factors that go into it.
Let me ask you about the kill shot one more time, too.
Of course.
It's my impression that you're holding back for a reason in saying everything about this kill shot. Am I reading you there, too?
Yeah. It's just the number of people who are going to die. And, that's beyond even what Dr. Doom would like to talk about. So that's why I'm reticent and George.
Okay. Let's go to some of the calls here. We will start by going to Mike in Ohio. Welcome to the program, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Major Ed. George, I got a couple of news blips for you. Probably won't hear on the news.
Okay. Yeah, what do we have here?
I know someone at Cuyahoga County Emergency Management. They're moving their total management facility out of the city center, out to the county lines. They had that scheduled previously, but they hurried it up because what you're not going to hear in the news is they're concerned about somebody pulling a local EMP at the time of the convention. And if that happens, county communications is only 2 miles down the road from the convention center. Where they're moving to their location is about 20 miles out, and it's also closer to the military arsenal.
Huh, okay.
So you're not going to hear that anywhere.
No.
So the two nuclear power plants on the lake, First Energy owns them. They're giving priority status for hiring for HR to discharged military veterans with active reserve service.
They're looking for more people who can guard that place, I bet.
And they are stepping it up.
Yeah.
Because I've heard that the military discharge, their persons that are military discharged that are getting hired there, is at a rate that exceeds anything I thought would happen.
All right, good.
Okay. I just want to let you all know that. And have a wonderful night, George. You put a great program out. And thank you, Major Ed. You have a wonderful, wonderful week.
And when you look at the kill shot, are you talking about something planet-wide or just over the United States? Where is it?
No, planet-wide, because our planet has a magnetic field, and the magnetic field is greatly affected. There's two things, and the government, I said, already has a plan to protect themselves, but you aren't included. You and I are not included. We are on our own. But the two things to really be aware of, the key things to look for, before you really need to get out of Dodge, is an X-10 solar flare. That's probably the beginning of this ensemble I'm talking about. And we don't know how long it's going to last, but that's a big one, and that may be followed by much more greater ones. But the other thing that we're looking at is, and I've said this for many years, the beginning of the kill shot sequence appears to be accompanied by a large passing space body, big one. Now, this is important because in October of 2014, a comet Sliding Spring, passed close to Mars and blew away part of the planet's atmosphere. It caused such damage to the planet. That kind of thing, that's the kind of thing to look for. When a large passing space body is coming into Earth's orbit or near Earth's orbit, I don't know whether it's a comet or whatever, then we are in trouble, in very big trouble, because you're going to have the same type of thing happen to Earth. And the reason why this is, I stand on this is because we have spent, Ingo Swan and the military team, Ingo, the father of remote viewing, and the military team, and Hella Hammond and Harold Sherman, the greatest psychics in the U.S., we all looked at Mars. What the heck went down with Mars? Well, in a nutshell, a large passing space body entered very close to Mars, set up a perturbation there's a lot of other physics involved magnetically and electronically, but set up a perturbation in the Martian atmosphere after it blew away a lot of the atmosphere. That perturbation bounced back and forth like a drum. You're trying to model the physics of a drum head, bounced all around over a period of about a decade. And every time it bounced against itself at various locations, it, part of the atmosphere of Mars was lost. And the people that lived there, and there were about three races, most of them died, but the ones, many of them, and that's what happened to Mars. So when you see a large passing space by, and we're saying as remote viewers, that appears to be concurrent, or at least coincidental, I don't think it's coincidental, with this beginning of this kill shot scenario.
All right, let's go to Dilf in California. Hi, Dilf. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead. Dr. Doom is there.
Likewise. Hello, Dr. Doom. And hello, George. I've been fans for a long time.
Thank you.
I have an interesting, I believe, an interesting perspective on the kill shot.
Okay.
I've either lived through it already, or I've already seen it. I don't know if it was in the future or a flashback, but really, what's so unique about me is that, in a sense, I have always been from the beginning. I don't know if, you know, I'm reincarnated, or if I'm immortal, or there's an entity living within me. What I've seen is that the kill shot has already occurred. And the last caller was talking about what was going on Mars and how it's related to the kill shot, I believe that Earth used to actually exist as part of Mars, and that after the kill shot happened there, a group of extraterrestrials actually took us from Mars and colonized us on Earth because they realized that Mars was no longer inhabitable.
Interesting take.
Right, right. And we've recreated life on Earth, but it always follows the same exact pattern. The same exact pattern that's happened on all the planets. And I don't know how I know this. I've seen it in flashbacks. I don't know if I've lived through it again. But when I listened to the show tonight, I never knew I was going to call it to the show. Well, I knew there was going to be a moment I would call to the show. And when I heard you talking about the kill shot, it triggered something in my memory. And so I'm just here to warn everybody that this is the way things are going to go, and we're sort of caught in a cycle. And, you know, this is a cycle that's not going to be easy to escape.
All right, Ed, let's get your take on this.
When the remaining Martian survivors began to die, a number of large structures, I don't use the term vehicles or UFOs or all that, structures entered, went down to Mars above the planet. And in a way that we do not understand and probably never will, they sort of vacuumed up the vital essence of the Martian race, of the survivors who were dying, all right? And they transported that race, that genotype, to Earth. Now, it's only that genotype, and that's today. Those are the Mayan people. The Mayan genotype, the Mayan blood types, are very different than anybody else. And the Mayans were an experiment. The Mayans are the most closely related to the Martians of any race on Earth. The other races, there were progenitors that actually seeded the Rift Valley, and these were call them our progenitors because they actually seeded the planet with human beings. They manipulated hominid genotypes and did lots of experiments, but the Mayans were different, and the Mayan race was different. They were remnants of the survivors of Mars, and that experiment did not go well for a long time.